This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So March Madness officially ended Monday evening when Florida beat Houston for the national championship. And Taste of Country, all throughout March Madness, has put out their own bracket called March Manness.
And I think they stole that idea from me when I did Tammy's beefcake bracket. I think they got that idea from me.
A million percent stolen from you. How dare you, Taste of Country. Although they did put a different spin on it. They matched old school, quote unquote, stars against new school, quote-unquote, stars.
Okay.
So you had people like Morgan Wallen and Warren Zeiders and Scotty McCreery, oddly, who doesn't really appear to be a new artist on one side. And then you got people like Tim McGraw and Blake Shelton and Keith Urban and George Strait on the old school, quote-unquote, side.
Gotcha.
And they pitted up eventually a final of old school versus new school. I'm not sure anyone's going to be surprised who won the overall title.
Who was the victor, John?
The victor in the finals of March Madness went to old school, and it went to the king, baby.
I was a young troubadour.
I bet you were.
When I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Man, George Strait, it just doesn't matter. George Strait could be 140 years old, somehow still alive, and you all would still vote him as the hottest man in country music. Now, here's something that I found surprising. It's nothing against Scotty McCreery, but Scotty McCreery made it all the way to the finals, eventually losing in the new school bracket to George Strait. But Scotty McCreery took down some heavy hitters and very popular hitters.
We have to talk to him about this when we chat with him next.
He took down Morgan Wallen. He took down Warren Zeiders. In the final four, took down Riley Green.
Wow.
I mean, last time I checked, both of those names are being talked about as some serious eye candy. doesn't matter. Not to the Scotty, not to the King of Country. Those two just marched right in and took it down and had a man-to-man March Madness show off, and King George reigns supreme yet again.
I don't disagree with the outcome.
Do you know who he beat to get to the finals?
Who did George beat?
Tim McGraw.
Wow.
So you got to choose. I know you're going to go old school anyway, Tammy, because it's more appropriate, I guess. But who would you? You got to choose right now. You got to choose right now.
Right,
Tim McGraw or George Strait?
Oh.
You can't turn back. You can't regret.
I know.
You can't even lust.
Boy, that's hard. That's hard. God, George. I kind of want to go George Strait. Yeah.
Even though Tim McGraw currently right now is turning over a tractor, he's so strong.
I know.
You're still going with King George. Look at you. I said you can't turn back. You got to pick one.
I'll inherit his estate.
George?
Yes.
Is he that rich?
He's really rich.
Okay.
Dude's got, what, 65 number ones?
Yeah, you're right. 65 number one songs. There have it, man. Good for you, King George Strait. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tam and I don't know whether or not we're going to win our first ever ACM. I guess the popular thing to say is we're just happy to have been nominated finally, but that's crap.
It is. I want to win it.
Should have been nominated a bunch of times many years ago, but we're not bitter.
I know. It took us a long time to get this nomination, and so I'd really like us to have that piece of hardware.
That said, we want to do our own ACMs right here in San Diego County, but we're not calling them the Academy of Country Music Awards. Our ACMs are
Awards for Community Magnificence.
This time we're having you vote for the best place in San Diego County to get the meat sweats, and you can vote for that at KSON.com. We did come up with one dilemma, however.
We don't have actual awards to give away.
Yeah, that was a problem, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we don't have a budget, so it's not like we can go to the trophy store and get a bunch of trophies made, but I do know someone who might be able to help us out.
Is this somebody who had a birthday yesterday?
Yes.
Is this somebody who you sleep with regularly?
Yes.
I'm going to guess it's your husband, Kurt.
It is.
You being the guy that you are, who's made me my award show dresses in the past, who has made a beautiful bat house, or as John would call it, a bat hotel outside our house, remodeled our homes, done all of these things. Can I ask for your help for something?
I've been here before, haven't I?
Do you think you could help me make the John and Tammy ACM award trophies?
It's not out of the question, of course. It's you. And I would do anything for you. Depends on how many and how elaborate and, you know, what kind of input you're putting in. It's just the way it is. I'm just not going to say yes. It's not a yes or no question for me. You know that.
I know. We're trying to think of some fun ways to make these awards look kind of cool, but yet and still, it's John and Tammy, and we have no budget, so we can't pay you.
Nice. Yeah, okay.
But I'm thinking with your garage downstairs and all the little things that you have saved over the years, could you and I, as a team, cobble something together and make John and Tammy ACM Awards?
I'm sure we can. Of course, I got a lot of stuff that needs to go away anyway.
Yes.
You're brilliant. First of all, you put Kurt to work, distract him.
Yes.
Secondly, you get your garage cleaned out.
Yes.
Is he a bit of a hoarder, a clutterer?
No, he's very organized in everything that he has. It's just a lot of stuff. And I figure with everything that he has, we can come up with something very fun.
Well, also the biggest reason why you're brilliant is Kurt doesn't have, you know what, anything. He says he doesn't want to make it too elaborate, but he's going to make it elaborate because he's incapable of doing anything else.
That's true. Although I don't want to get everybody's hopes up like it's going to be some beautiful monument.
Hey, but it's better than something we had 5 minutes ago.
Which is nothing.
Thank you, Kurt. And vote today right now at KSON.com for John and Tammy's ACM, in this case, the
Awards for Community Magnificence.
For best place in San Diego to get the meat sweats at KSON.com.
Here come the meat sweats.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. They may be injured. They may have been without not one, not two, but three All-Stars. And yet the Padres still became the first Major League Baseball team to get 10 wins this season.
Nice.
Let's bring it, boys. Let's go.
And this was a little unnerving considering who was out.
Yeah, man. We're talking Jackson Merrill, who's on the IL for 10 days. We're talking Jake Cronenworth, who I prefer to as Jacob because that's his proper name, and Mrs. or Mrs. Cronenworth would prefer that.
Did you ask them that?
You know what? I did not.
Okay.
I did not. And also, Fernando Tatis Jr., ever heard of him? Mm. He had shoulder discomfort. Now, we're hoping, we are, as Padres fans, hoping what Mike Schilt said yesterday is true, that they think they could probably play tomorrow when the Padres open up a home series against the Colorado Rockies. But there's no definitive answer as of yet.
So it seems that they're erring on the side of caution.
Yes.
Taking things, you know, slow,
100%.
Just to make sure nothing major happens. And I totally understand that. And I'm glad, especially that they can pull off a win.
Well, we're talking
without them.
Two of the three of the people who are injured, Teddy and Jackson Merrill, right now have MVP candidate numbers. I mean, I know it's really, really early, but I mean, if Fernando, we've said it his entire career, he's been here. If he just stays injury free,
yeah,
he's as good as anybody to win the MVP of the league, let alone catapult us into postseason greatness. That said, the team did what it needed to do yesterday, Tammy. They put the Band-Aid on. Guys like Xander Bogart steps up, gets both runs for us. All we needed was two because we've got the best bullpen in baseball, and that continued yesterday. We have 10 wins. We are 10-3. Who saw that coming? Padres and the Rockies. The Padres come back to home sweet home Petco Park this weekend. Monday is Hawaiian shirt night. Just saying. Okay. You got to get that Padres Hawaiian shirt. Did you see Chemo modeling it on KSON's Instagram?
He looks good.
He's so handsome. Chemo, by the way, is 145 years old. But he surfs every day, and he's just a good man, and that's why he looks the way he looks.
It's true.
I know, man. Chemo actually helped invent radio.
Don't quote us on that.
833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Little Big Town and Russell Dickerson. I asked Chemo at our last country fest if he got offended when I said he was that old and he looks that good. He said, what are you talking about? I know I look good.
Okay.
Look, of course you do, Chemo. You're the man, baby. Chemo. You're the man. Luke Combs has set records as far as how many number ones consecutively he has had. Not too many people had a bigger career than Luke Combs over the past, I don't know, 6-7 years. You'd think he lived in a palatial mansion, a castle maybe even.
We live in a 2,000-square-foot house, man. It's just me. It was two bedrooms. Me and my wife have a room, and then the kids, the boys share a room. We're always close together. We're always tied in there. You know, with the living room is the playroom. All the kids' toys are in there, but it's like every night, it's like, all right, we're all cleaning up now. And Mom and Dad are cleaning up. But y'all are like, to the extent that a 1.5-year-old, you know, he'll get a block and bring it over, and you know, he might only pick up two things. My 2.5-year-old now, like, he can actually make a 5% dent in the cleanup. We make it a point to go, hey man, like, you need to help us. This is your job. You make a mess, you got to clean it up.
A very nice life lesson. Thank you, Luke Combs. But anybody else struck on the fact that the dude still lives in a 2-bedroom house?
They do have plans, I guess, to build a bigger home on the property that they own.
Okay.
But they're just not in a rush to do it. And I kind of like this concept. I'm thinking back to when all 5 of my kids were little, and we lived in a condo at one point where the upstairs loft bedroom, which had its own bathroom, became the kids' room. Mm-hmm. And we jokingly called it the nursery, like in Peter Pan, how all the kids were in one big room. And I kind of like that, because then they all had to be responsible for keeping it together.
What is Luke Combs doing with his money, though, is what I want to know.
Well, banking it.
I guess. Good Lord.
You know, when you're going to build a house, you got to take your time and do it right.
Take this for what it's worth, but according to Celebrity Net Worth, Luke Combs is worth $20 million. Probably, you know, $5 million either way, here or there, up or down, accurate.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Well, they're just taking their time.
That's great.
Like,
I wish I had that discipline.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yes, I'm buying everything.
I want the 20-bedroom house.
20 million, 20 bedrooms. Yeah, which is why I'm not rich. We can all learn a lesson from Luke Combs, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Combs will be headlining the now sold-out Stagecoach. And the only way you can get tickets is to win them. And guess what? We've got more chances to win them with John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, another name at 8:05. I've got a bonus chance for you this Saturday. I'll be at the Oceanside Boot Barn on Vista Way from 11 to 1, and I've got multiple pairs of Stagecoach passes for you. Find out more at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Kim in El Cajon. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, Kim, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Kim, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Kim, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy 40th birthday to Mandy Moore. In 2010, Mandy voiced what Disney princess in the animated musical fantasy film Tangled?
Rapunzel.
John Hamm will host SNL this weekend with musical guest Lizzo. John played Don Draper on what hit TV show?
Mad Men.
LeBron James has become the first Ken ambassador for the Barbie franchise. The LeBron doll is incredibly detailed, featuring the four-time NBA champ's signature facial hair, a custom Letterman jacket, crossbody bag, shades, Beats headphones, and a gold watch and merch for his LeBron James Family Foundation. What company is responsible for the creation of Barbie?
Mattel.
Angelica Houston recently opened up about her private battle with cancer. She's now 4 years in the clear. Houston starred in the Addams Family movie franchise, earning her a Golden Globe nomination for her role as who?
Morticia Addams.
And finally, Maren Morris is gearing up for the release of her next album, Dreamsicle, arriving in May. She had a Golden Globe nomination during this most recent awards season for Best Original Song, Kiss the Sky, for what movie?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. So, Kim, what's your day looking like today?
It's my best friend's birthday, so I'm on my way to go decorate her house.
Oh, that's so nice.
Happy birthday, best friend.
Is she not aware that you're coming? This is obviously a surprise.
It's a surprise. She's at work, so it'll be there when she gets home.
Oh, isn't that nice? Great. Tam, Kim did really well. Four out of five today.
Nice job, Kim.
Tammy, happy 40th birthday to Mandy Moore. In 2010, Mandy voiced what Disney princess in the animated musical fantasy film Tangled?
What is her name? It's Rapunzel.
Rapunzel is right. Kim knew that. 1-1. John Hamm will host SNL this weekend with musical guest Lizzo. John played Don Draper on what hit TV show?
Mad Men.
Is right. A show I've never seen. I've always meant to get onto that show, and I just never got onto it yet. 2-2. LeBron James has become the first Ken ambassador for the Barbie franchise. The LeBron doll is incredibly detailed, featuring the four-time NBA champ's signature facial hair, a custom Letterman jacket, crossbody bag, shades, Beats headphones, gold watches, and more. What company is responsible for the creation of Barbie?
Mattel.
Mattel is right. Kim knew that. 3-3. Angelica Houston recently opened up about her private battle with cancer. She is now 4 years in the clear. Houston starred in the Addams Family film franchise, earning her a Golden Globe nomination for her role as who?
Morticia.
Morticia Addams. That is right. Kim got that as well. Man, Tammy on a roll. 4-4. And finally, Tammy, Maren Morris is gearing up for the release of her next album, Dreamsicle, arriving in May. She had a Golden Globe nomination during this most recent award season for Best Original Song, Kiss the Sky, from what movie?
Gosh, you know what? I have no idea.
Both my daughters claim this was not just the best animated film of the year, but the best film of the year, The Wild Robot.
Oh, okay.
Kim didn't get it either, so we finished with a tie. Good battle, both of you. Unfortunately, Kim, all ties go to Tammy, but you get a great prize nevertheless.
Kim, we are setting you up with a pair of tickets to see Little Big Town and Russell Dickerson at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 5th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Kim, have a great day. Our best to your bestie. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Producer Jessica, your mom has left town.
Yeah, she left over the weekend. She was here for a week to help Walt during spring break and to also help do our taxes.
She was supposed to help John do his taxes.
And me too, and neither have been done.
Hey, she still helped me. I still have time yet. It's okay.
I know you do.
I'm aware. We're good. We're fine. Go ahead. You were saying.
Anyways, the one thing we haven't talked about, though, is while she was here in town, she decided that my son Walt needed a fish.
So what's wrong with that? That's kind of cool. Walt's first pet.
Walt is in a very destructive phase right now.
So, okay. So he sees things and he's like...
It's destroy. Anything, okay. Any way he can find to make a mess. For example, while my mom was here, I got a text saying, hey, just so you know, you are out of hot sauce. And I went, that's weird. Why am I out of hot sauce? She's like, well, Walt decided he should just pour it down his arm in the kitchen.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Which at first she thought was, she thought maybe, you know, he had done something else and was concerned and was ready to call 911, but then realized it was just hot sauce. So really of the two options it could have been, it was the lesser of the destructive.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
But so anything he is tearing apart, I mean.
Mm-hmm. That's just the phase he's in right now. Oh, I totally get it. So your concern about him getting a fish is that, well, is he going to empty the fish tank? Is he, you know, that kind of thing. I totally get it.
So I said, that's fine. If you are really intent on getting this fish, you have to get it now.
Oh, sure. While she's here.
And you have to be here for it.
Makes sense.
Watch as your grandson... unalives this poor fish.
I'm sorry, you say unalives?
Yeah.
Just a nice way to say it, yes. Yeah. So, what happened? Is the fish alive?
I will tell you, somehow, miraculously, the fish is still alive.
And he's been a good boy with him.
He's been a very good boy. Yesterday, he moved the tank side to side a little bit.
Sure,
but for the most part, he's just been watching him. He really enjoys watching him. It's very cute to watch.
I'm going to give you some advice. Don't invite my sixth grade pal, Andy Gallo, to your house for a birthday party.
Okay.
When I was in sixth grade, I had a birthday party at my house.
Uh-huh.
We gave out party favors, you know, those gift bags, you know, and they had candy in them, and Pop Rocks were the big candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pop Rocks, those little things, like they look like Nerds, but you put them in your mouth and they pop.
They pop.
They're rocks to pop, right there in the name. Andy Gallo thought it'd be kind of cool to put Pop Rocks in my goldfish tank.
Oh, no.
And guess what happened when the goldfish ate the Pop Rocks? They exploded.
Oh, my.
Andy Gallo killed my fish.
Oh.
So don't invite Andy Gallo to your house. I don't know what he's doing now, but he's probably a serial killer somewhere.
Oh, my God.
That's where it starts. That's where it starts.
If that fish does not survive, I'm calling PETA on my mom.
What is the what type of fish is it? I mean,
it's a beta fish.
Oh, it's a beta fish. Does the fish have a name?
Finn.
Oh, good name. Is Walt attached to Finn?
He likes watching him. He goes and watches him every day, and he likes to turn on his little light in his tank.
So it's good.
I want a full assessment of Finn's condition every week, please.
I'll get the veterinarian on it.
Okay. Don't invite Andy Gallo to your house. Good luck. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tam and I have been nominated for our first ever ACM this year.
And so we decided that we wanted to do John and Tammy's ACM Awards. We have a different category each week. And this week, our category is Best Place to Get the Meat Sweats.
Here come the meat sweats.
It's all part of our ACMs, which are...
Awards for Community Magnificence.
So your favorite places to gorge on meat. You made your suggestions and nominated, and here are our five finalists. Kennedy's Meat Company in Escondido, Rocky's Crown Pub in Pacific Beach, The Barbecue Pit in El Cajon, Longhorn Bar and Grill on Mission Gorge, and Bull and Bourbon Steakhouse at Sequan Casino Resort.
God, I do love that restaurant.
Mm, there's so many great places. I mean, all of those. I don't think anybody would have a bad time anywhere in any of that list.
You want your favorite meat joint of those five to be recognized, then get to KSON.com and click on our John and Tammy ACM Awards for Community Magnificence, and it'll take you right there. You can vote for who you think should be best represented to get the meat sweats in San Diego County.
It's super easy. I mean, you just click on who you want to win. That's it. It's that at KSON.com, meat sweats, click. And you're done.
If you're wondering what the meat sweats are, it's very obvious. Well, you love the meat that they're serving you so much, you overeat, and then you get tired, you get lethargic. You might want to unbutton the first button, or maybe even more on your pants, and you start to get like maybe breathe a little harder, mm-hmm. and then possible perspiration might ensue as well.
I've experienced it a couple of times in my life.
Oh, it's a beautiful feeling.
The first time it was very scary, but once I found out what it was, I was okay.
You don't know if you're uncomfortable or happy. You don't know. It's a real fine line.
And you swear you're almost hallucinating.
Vote on your favorite at KSON.com. John and Tammy's ACMs
Awards for Community Magnificence.
That sound you just heard was Riley Green at batting practice in Toronto. But he was doing a show in Toronto, so the Blue Jays let him do batting practice. So he's mm-hmm. in a professional ballpark. Mm-hmm. He just hit a home run in batting practice. No, yeah, it's batting practice. Wasn't exactly, you know, Cy Young Award pitching, but
yes.
He still hit a home run over the wall. It wasn't like eight overthrows and he slid into home and skinned his knee. He jacked it well over the fence, and guess what? It's not even the first time he did it. He did it in Philly earlier this year.
Take a look at some of these swings. Look at it. He's a big dude.
Look at those arms.
Yeah, that one went out.
Over the Asplund side.
Yeah, he hit one off the State Farm side in left center field.
Nice swing.
It was a nice swing.
He does have a nice swing. Unbelievable.
Another reason to be irritated by Riley Green.
I'm not irritated.
Yes,
I'm just,
you are. Yes, you are. Because he was, what was he doing? Roofing houses, right? And just happy to be playing in a little Mexican restaurant on Saturdays. Someone suggested he move to a bigger venue. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, tons of people are coming and... Now he's selling out shows.
And hitting home runs.
And taking his shirt off and looking really good.
Yeah, there's that. I wish I was more secure. You know? Why do you think it is that some people are just touched by God and others, not so much?
John! I mean, come on. Stop that.
Have you ever known? I mean, I'll never forget in baseball. I mean, I was a pretty good baseball player for, you know, my age group. And I remember, I'll never forget the day I learned a very valuable lesson that some people have something called natural talent.
Yes.
And again, I worked hard. I was always, yes. I was never the best athlete, but I always had the dirtiest uniform. Okay. You know, I gave my all. And I was okay. I was pretty good.
I love that. That's a good thing.
I was pretty good. But then a kid a year younger than me and probably 20 pounds lighter than mm-hmm. me named Joe Wilcox walks up to batting practice and proceeds to hit a ball with no effort at least 50 yards farther than I ever hit a ball in my life.
Yeah.
And then he did it like five more times in a row with zero effort.
Yeah.
Seemingly zero effort.
Yes.
And it dawned on me. It dawned on me there. Oh. He's just better than me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do about it because he has got natural talent.
Right.
And I just work hard.
Oh, but that's all right. Both are great things.
Thank you.
They are.
I know.
Well. Seriously, I would take the hard worker over natural talent any day of the week.
Congratulations, Riley Green. You got it all, kid.
I don't.
So happy for you, pal.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Brody, who's in San Marcos. Good morning, Brody.
Good morning.
Hey, would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, go ahead and take a break.
All right, good luck.
Brody, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more eight than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Brody, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Yesterday was National Sibling Day. A pair of celebrity siblings include Kirk Cameron and this star of Full and Fuller House. Who is she?
What's her name? It's Candace Bruce or Candace Cameron.
Happy 36th birthday to Haley Joel Osment. One of the most successful child actors ever. His breakout role came in what film that had the line, "I see dead people"?
Oh, that's the Sixth Sense?
Mark Consuelos almost bears it all in a new campaign for Stuart Weitzman. He's the first ever male global ambassador for the iconic shoe brand. Who is Mark's talk show co-host wife?
What's her name? It's, I can't think of that one right now.
The Masters tournament's going on this weekend. It's one of the four major golf championships that's been held annually since 1934. Where is the Masters tournament played?
Not the PGA. Is that the Augusta National?
And finally, Maren Morris and her co-author Bestie released their second book, Beatrice Butterfly Wings It for Once. What is the name of the four-step transformation process that caterpillars go through to become a butterfly?
Oh, I remember this in school. Wait, it's right there on the tip of my tongue. That's metamorphosis?
Say it again?
Metamorphosis?
All right, let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Brody, you got me in a conundrum here, pal. You got me in a possible college controversy.
Okay.
Tammy, I should give Brody, I don't know if I should give it to him and make it 4 out of 5. He's so close.
Okay.
But close is not right, is it?
No.
So I guess it's 3 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Brody. Tam, today's National Sibling Day. A pair of celebrity siblings include Kirk Cameron and his sister, who is the star of Full House and Fuller House. Who is she?
What is her first name? I have Cameron stuck in my head, and now I can't come up with her first name. Candace
Cameron Bure, if we want to be official. You both got that right. 1-1. Happy 36th birthday to Haley Joel Osment, possibly one of the most successful child actors ever. His breakout role came in what film that said, "I see dead people"?
That would be, oh my God, why can't I come up with the name of it? I'm all panicky now. It's with Bruce Willis. He sees dead people. What is it called? Why can't I come up with it? I'm totally messed my head up now.
Wow, 3 seconds.
Yeah. I'm at a blank.
Brody, you want to tell her?
Sixth Sense.
Then sting it.
Tammy, I'm surprised.
I'm just going to quit.
Oh, wow.
If okay. I can't even pull that Brody, out of my brain.
Brody, you get $100 for Tammy.
Once I get panicky, I'm done.
Okay, Tammy. Well, yeah. It's 2-1 for Brody. Mark Consuelos almost bears it all in a new campaign for Stuart Weitzman. He's the first ever male global ambassador for the iconic shoe brand. Who's Mark's talk show co-host wife?
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa is right. Brody did not know. So now it's tied at 2. Timmy, the Masters Tournament, one of the four major golf tournaments, is going on this weekend. It's been held annually since 1934. Where is the Masters Tournament played?
Augusta.
Augusta is right. Brody knew that. 3-3. And finally, today, Maren Morris and her co-author, Bestie, released their second book, Beatrice Butterfly Wings It for Once. What is the name of the four-step transformation process caterpillars go through to become butterflies?
All four steps?
I'll just the name of the transformation. It's a four-step transformation process. Just the name of the process.
Well, I want to say metamorphosis, but I'm not sure that that's right. I just have metamorphosis.
What is your guess?
Metamorphosis.
That's right.
Oh.
Brody went with metamorphosis. I know I'm nitpicking, but It's not quite the right word, man, and I'm sorry. But today, Tammy, we're at 3, so you're not going to get any of her money. But we do have a great prize for you.
We do. You have a pair of tickets to go see Little Big Town and Russell Dickerson at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 5th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Brody,
you could just make them tie, but you're right. You're right. Metamorphosis. Yeah, it's not
metamorphosis,
the same thing.
Is not metamorphosis.
You're right. You're right.
Brody, I'm sorry, pal. I wanted to have your back.
That's all right.
All right. Enjoy the concert, buddy. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Brody from San Marcos, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Cynthia is in Point Loma, and Cynthia is paired up with a jokester who just doesn't know how to turn it off. Does that kind of sum it up, Cynthia?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Cynthia's looking for our help to see if she should love him or list him.
Go ahead, Cynthia. Share what's going on.
Yeah, so I've been dating this guy for about 4 months. But this thing is really starting to bother me. I like the fact that he seems easygoing, he's funny, but everything seems to be a joke with him, like everything. Every time he starts a story and I become invested and I'm thinking it's real, it ends up with a punchline. And I'm just finding it hard to even want to listen to him. And I've tried telling him that it seems like he thinks everything is a joke. And his response has been that I'm looking at it all wrong, that life is funny and I should try harder to see the lighter side of things. But my fear is that he'll never be serious when there is a time to be serious.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how can I take him seriously when he can't take anything?
And I kind of get what you're saying. It's like, especially if he's sharing a story and you're paying attention and all that, and then there's a punchline, you're like, is anything that comes out of your mouth real?
A lot of times guys, especially, use humor as a defense mechanism. Say, an example, Tammy, it was in a very poignant part, a very serious part of our St. Jude Radiothon years ago, and she broke down crying. And I didn't know how to handle it at the time, and I thought maybe if I jump in with something funny, it would maybe ease an uncomfortable situation, but it backfired, and I looked like a you-know-what, and it hurt Tammy's feelings, and I didn't even think about it in any way except, oh, I have to do something to break the tension. Is that what this is, or is this like the guy just never, ever freaking stops?
No, I think you're on something there, because there's a level of emotional maturity that says, okay, this is a time for jokes, but this is a time for letting something serious. Also, I don't like being tricked. And sometimes it just feels like he's starting to tell me something and getting me invested and then pulls the rug out from under me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it makes you, let's be honest, it makes you feel stupid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and used. Yeah.
I feel like I'm a stupid person, but in that moment, I feel dumb.
Well, if you don't mind, Cynthia, we're going to have the KSON loyal listeners give their advice here. No jokes, guys. You know, just give your opinion and help her out and give her some direction. 833-287-1037.
Cynthia, would you mind just hanging out for a while? Maybe we get some great advice for you and you can make this thing work or figure out what you want to do at least.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So one more question. Is he funny?
Most of the time.
All right. Okay. So at least he's not wasting your time completely.
No.
All right. 833-287-1037. Help Cynthia out. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Everything seems to be a joke with him. Like every time he starts a story and I become invested and I'm thinking it's real, it ends up with a punchline.
That's Cynthia in Point Loma, and she needs your help, your advice with love him or list him. 833-287-1037.
Let's go to Regina in Oceanside. Regina, help Cynthia out here. What should she do about Mr. Jokester?
I think it's a maturity thing, and she clearly is at a different maturity level, and she's going to have to decide if that's something she can get past or not. It doesn't sound like it is, so I would probably list.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's go to Diane in Point Loma. Diane, what do you think about Cynthia's situation? Her boyfriend just won't stop cracking jokes no matter what.
I say love him. Who doesn't love a guy with a good sense of humor? You want to laugh, right? That's the best medicine.
Well, that's what he says to her. Hey, man, life's too serious. I'm just trying to lighten things up. Her point of contention was that it never, ever stops to the point where she can't take anything he says seriously because he doesn't.
I don't know if that's enough to, like, break up with him. Maybe have a serious sit-down for real conversation before you do that.
All right. Thanks for that. Let's go back to Cynthia now.
Okay, Cynthia, everyone has given you some thoughts, some things to think about. And where are you sitting with this whole situation now?
I like what people have said. I want to give him a chance to show me that he can be a little more emotionally mature. Because he is a good guy.
Cynthia, it's 4 months, you said, so it's relatively new still. Mm-hmm. Has there been an event in your life, and I hope I'm not getting too personal, an event in your life that you shared with him that has been a very bad part of your life, maybe a death of a relative or a pet or something that really had no place for cracking jokes? Has anything like that happened yet, a life event that he could prove himself that he's able to, you know, keep it together?
No, but I am concerned about that.
Right, sure.
But that's something you could sit down and say to him, because maybe he doesn't realize just how important of an issue this is with you. And if you sit him down and say, dude, like, what if, God forbid, something happens to one of my parents? Are you going to make jokes the whole time? And maybe that will, like John said, kind of make him go, oh, no, I'm just, this is not how I'm going to behave in a situation like that. I think you got to give him a chance.
And even more brutally honest, when I did that to Tammy, I mentioned when I was inappropriate with her during a St. Jude Radiothon, when I thought I was being, you know, helpful, when she was crying to cover up the uncomfortableness of that situation. You know, Tammy told me that was a horrible thing to do, and I learned that that was me being insecure and, again, having a defense mechanism because I just didn't know what to do. It was my discomfort. That's why I used what I thought was humor at a horrible time. And there might be, again, I think that there's something to be said about that, too.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the things that have come up so far haven't been serious enough to get on his radar, because I have talked with him about it, but, you know, maybe the subject matter isn't like, you know, parents, something happening with a parent.
Yeah.
Here's a great test. Sit down, watch the movie Seven. If he starts laughing throughout the whole movie, dump him immediately.
Oh, my God.
What's in the box?
No, okay.
Awesome. That's a good sign. Right. I'm just saying it's a good sign.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. And I think once you sit down, I think that there's a great potential here for you, Cynthia, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for joining us for Love 'Em or List 'Em with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zillow. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.